know what time it is. Time to hang out
with Mr. Cool.
With Mr. Cooba, with Mr. Cooba, with Mr. Cooba.
Get the latest cool
from Mr. Cooba, from Mr. Cooba, from Mr. Cooba.
Hey, with Mr. Cool.
With Mr. Cooba, with Mr. Cooba, with Mr. Cooba.
Get the latest cool
from Mr. Cooba, from Mr. Cooba.
Welcome to the Bit Scoop with Coop. I'm your host, Coop. Big shout out to everybody that's listening right now on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, or wherever you're listening to. Also, don't forget, if you want to see the video recording of this show, make sure you go to thebitscoopwithcoop.com where you can catch episodes from season one all the way now. Also, you can catch me on Facebook, facebook.com/thebitscoopwithcoop. Also on Instagram, you can catch me there at Big Scoop with Coop, and on YouTube at The Bit Scoop with Coop. All right, people, enough about me. Today's guest, she has been doing it big in the radio industry. Also in media, she is doing it very big. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Lynn Briggs. Lynn has been doing a lot of things. I mean, a lot of things in her career. She is a National Broadcaster Hall of Famer. She's also won the Billboard Magazine On-Air Personality. She is doing, like I said, she's doing big things. And now her latest project is called the Merge Media Project. I'm not going to talk about it. She will. So if you're interested in media, make sure you listen to this right here so you can learn how to join into her school, into her class, so you can understand the ins and outs of media and what's going on. And if you want to make a career in media, this is where you do it at. All right, people. Let's kick back, relax, and let's catch up with Lynn, and let's see what's going on. Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Lynn Briggs. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Coop. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here with you.
Of course, of course. How's your day so far?
So far, so good. You know, it's work every day, but it's good work, and it's fun work.
Well, I tell people, if it's fun and it's work, it's not work. You're doing what you want to do in your career. You're living
absolutely
your destiny.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes. Now, Lynn, like I said, you've done a lot of things in your career. Your career is nowhere close to being over. But for the people that's getting introduced to you for the first time, let's talk about this. When did you first realize that you wanted to get into the radio and media industry?
When television said no. So initially, I wanted to be in television, not to be on camera per se, but my hometown of Detroit, there was an anchor, Beverly Payne, who was eloquent and elegant. And the way she delivered the news was like, I want to do that. She was such a class act. But I quickly discovered that people with limited experience like myself, my first year in college at Mary Grove College, I was trying my best to get an internship at a television station. And back then they weren't accepting interns unless you were in your senior year. So the next best thing for me was radio. So I started calling around and I ended up at WGPR in Detroit, Black-owned station, huge signal. And I didn't know anything about radio though, Coop. I just knew that I wanted to, if I couldn't get into television, at least maybe this would be my path to television. And I became the intern for the vice president of publicity, which I learned nothing about publicity, but I did learn about all the neighborhood coffee shops where I had to go and get the coffee, because that's a part of most paths. It's with an internship. It's doing whatever you have to do within reason to get your foot in the door and begin the networking process. So I kind of stumbled into radio and I've been in it ever since.
Wow. Wow. And you know, maybe that's a good stumble though, because a lot of people say, well, you know what? I can't see the face, but your voice can carry a personality to be just as well known as someone that's actually on television. And
that's true.
We've seen that happen with a lot of people. So that's a great thing for you right there, Lynn. That's definitely great. Now, did you have any mentors to help you? Actually, before we get into mentors, what type of obstacles or roadblocks did you go through to get
to where
you are today in your career?
So navigating through the radio bullies, you know,
yes.
Unfortunately, men and women, And I was so green in the business. Like I thought, you know, after school, I could just jump in and learn and everyone's going to be happy for you and cheering you on. And instead, everyone's like, what are you doing here? And just learning how to navigate through that, still be positive, and just continue to work on my craft to earn a seat at the table. So navigating through the radio bullies, it was tough.
But you know what? I always say I hate bullies, and I still say that to this day. It doesn't matter if it's physical one-on-one or even a career bully. And of course, you know, in the industry we're both in right now, Lynn, it's some people look at you as, okay, you're the new person. You're trying to take my spot. And that's what a lot of people are thinking. But they don't want to scoot over just a little bit so you can sit at least on the edge of the seat until it's time for you to sit in the middle of the seat. So congratulations.
You make a great point. No, yes. You make a great point, because what we don't understand when we're younger is that what's for us is for us, and no one can take what's yours anyway. And I had to learn that. I also had to learn, one of my favorite books is The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And one of the four agreements is not to take it personal, but you don't know that when you're young and you're entering this new industry. But now I'm very clear on other people's stuff isn't our stuff. And as long as we know that and we're still kind to everyone and knowing that what's for us is for us, then that's half the battle within itself. It takes a minute to get to that point, though.
Yes, yes. You are so right about that, Lynn. And I tell everybody anyway, I'm a true believer, when your season comes, like you said, no one can take it away. And
it's your season.
Exactly, exactly. So, ladies and gentlemen, the people that's watching worldwide right now, I'm letting you know, be patient in whatever you're doing. You could be in this industry right here for radio. It could be music, television. You know what? You could be a plumber. But I'm telling you, when your season hit, I promise you, you're going to shoot sky high to the point that you will be amazed at yourself.
Keep doing the work. Just keep
yes.
doing the work. And don't
yes.
be discouraged. And ask for help. Like I still ask for help. Like we were talking about mentors, like every single person on my board of directors, my advisory board, they've mentored me. They still mentor me. That's why they're part of my board, because they're not going to tell me what I want to hear, but they're going to help me navigate through this whole journey in which I'm now trying to create, to educate students and people who have an interest in doing what I've done. For the
yes.
past 43 years.
Yes. Now, Lynn, I'm glad you brought it up, because that was going to be my next question as far as it goes for mentors. Now, I want you to call some of these people out, because they help you out. So at least name one or two names. So who are some
well,
of the mentors that help you out?
Oh, my gosh. So Dr. John Arnold, Dr. K, Maxine Todd, Frank Woodback, who used to be the vice president, the head honcho guy over ABC Radio Networks, who was responsible for Tom Joyner and helping launch his career. But I got to tell you, at the first radio station at WGPR, although I didn't learn a lot from the vice president, that's not fair. Although I didn't learn a lot about publicity, I did learn a lot from him, and working for him helped me get my foot in the door, where I met the legendary Mojo. The electrifying Mojo is, and still is, like just one of the biggest personalities ever. He's responsible for breaking a lot of the music, the artists that we listen to now, including Prince. Like, I'd never heard most of this music until he brought it to the forefront. And he was an enigma. So nobody ever knew what he looked like. And that was the mystique. And it was just so exciting. And he had this huge music cult following. So to meet him, and I'm not a groupie, like I don't groupie out on anyone, but I really, in hindsight, I think I groupied out on him. But he took me under his wing. He really taught me a lot just about life in general. Then later, he and I would end up at the same radio station, WJLB in Detroit, where I would come on after him. Poor listeners. I mean, poor listeners. I was the worst. Like,
hard act to follow. Hard act to follow.
Oh my gosh. Right. Hard act to follow. I was so green, and I always had butterflies, you know, when, right before I cracked the mic. And he would always tell me, once the butterflies leave, That's pretty much the end of it. So as long as you still have butterflies, and I'm honored to say that he's still not only a mentor, but a very dear friend. And I love Mojo to this day. But I've been very fortunate to have some really good people in my life. Dave Pressure was my market manager when I lived in Dallas, the first time I lived and worked in Dallas. And he was really responsible for me getting into the smooth jazz format. Then when radios changed format, as they did, I was there for about 10 years. But then Dave moved on to Las Vegas to oversee the smooth jazz station there. Once my smooth jazz station shut down in Dallas, he welcomed me on board in Las Vegas. So he's hired me twice. He's on my board, and he's just been a great leader. So I've been very, very fortunate to work with some great people.
Big shout outs to everyone that mentored Lynn right here. I mean, this is crazy.
Yay!
This is crazy for the company that you keep, and look at where it boosted you to. Big shout outs, especially you, Mojo. Big shout outs to you, man. I
Love
know.
you, Mojo.
Yes. Now, we talked about how you started, went from television to radio. Now you're big in media. But before we even get to the media part, I do want to talk about one specific thing. I know you'll do a midday host for a K Light, correct? For
Yes.
101.7?
Yes.
Once upon
So
a
I've
time.
been doing, yeah. So I actually, when I lived in Las Vegas, I worked for Beasley radio station. So I did middays there for, it was old school 105.7 at that time. And I just wanted to expound upon my skill set and delve into a different format. And so I reached out to K Light and I'm like, listen, I don't hear anybody doing middays. They were automated during midday, so it was just music. And there was no jock on, no DJ, no air personality. And I struck up a conversation with the vice president at the time, and he said, wow, well, okay, well, send me a package. Package being your air check, your resume, what all that looks like. So I did it, and he gave me an opportunity to work remotely, which is called voice tracking. So I've been voice tracking for K Light for the past 11 years from wherever I've lived in the country. And I love them.
So you're still there now doing voice tracking, correct?
I'm still tracking them in the morning. Hey, K Light. Hey, K Light. They are
Yes.
awesome. They are so wonderful. They're based in Santa Barbara, California. The morning team, Gare and Kath. Hey, Gare and Kath. They've been on that station and in the market, waking people up every morning for the past 30 plus years. So it's a heritage station, and I'm just honored to still be a part of it.
And you know what's crazy? I'm in North Carolina, and I
Yeah.
knew about K Light. And
Stop.
yes, I did. And that's what's crazy. I mean, I'm gonna put it like this: whenever you have a good group of people, and you
Yes.
have a radio station that's doing the right thing, I'll tell
Yes.
you, word will travel. It will travel. Even though I'm wearing a New York hat,
Yes.
the point is, we hear about radio stations up in the NY also. So
That's
trust me,
true.
if your name is quiet, you may want to double check yourself and see what's going on there. So that's what I'm saying. Big shout outs to K Light. Big shout outs to everyone that's actually doing their thing in this industry. Lynn, once again, big shout outs to you, because
Thank
once
you,
again, your
love.
career is nowhere close to being over. It definitely isn't. Now, you already named some of the other markets that you have done, but I'm about to tell everyone. No, I'm not going to tell it. Lynn, you're about to
What?
tell everybody about this. Now, Billboard Magazine, on their personality of the year award, you got to brag about this. Tell everybody about how it happened and how excited were you when you found out about it.
I don't know how that happened, Coop. It's like, I'm like, are they crazy? But no, I was actually the program director, music director, and on-air personality for Stevie Wonder Station, KGLH in Los Angeles. And I was wearing so many hats. Thank you, Steve, for the opportunity. I appreciate you. So humbled. But I was wearing so many hats, I didn't even know. I had no idea that I was even being considered for anything. So I was just happy to be recognized. by my peers in the industry. So it was very humbling. And I still am humbled by that award because it's a great recognition, you know, but you take those rewards, you receive them and those blessings, and then you get right back to work, you know, you get right back to work. But no, it was a wonderful and, like I said, very humbling experience. And again, to be recognized by your peers, that's everything.
Mm-hmm. Now, Lynn, you don't have to name any names, but I know some people, and I know you know people and know of people that have won awards, and then their head gets big, and then they're at a standstill. They're still living off the past. Now, I want you to talk about this for 1 minute. How dangerous is that to get stuck in one moment in this industry?
Well, it's dangerous to be stuck in the past, period. But to be stuck on something and to, it's wonderful to be proud and receive our blessings. But when it affects other people and when it affects your growth, and when you're so stuck on that and you're not moving towards the other blessings that are there for you, because we're still here, that means we still have work to do and there's still more accolades to receive. I just think it just hurts us as individuals, you know. Sometimes it spreads to others. I honestly don't think anyone is intentionally trying to hurt people. I think sometimes our ego gets in the way, and ego is nothing but insecurities. So when we're insecure, we feel as though we have to, I don't know, become someone else, you know, this, you know, I don't know, Sasha Fierce, I don't know who we think, but what happens is that we forget, or we've yet to learn that just like no one can take anything from you, for what's for you is for you. So we all have many blessings, and it's okay to move forward. It's great to move forward, and getting stuck in the past, all it does is stunt our growth, and it keeps us right there in the past, like with past relationships and all of that. So,
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen watching worldwide, I hope you're taking in this information real well, because Lynn is not lying about that. You know, you don't want to get an ego, especially in the entertainment industry, music industry, television. I don't care what you're doing. Don't do it, because you will end up kicking yourself in the butt at the end. So please continue to do big things. Continue to strive in whatever you're doing in your career. I'm proud of all of you out there that's watching this right now. Keep doing your thing. Now, I got to bring up another thing that you've done. Now, how excited were you about the National Broadcasters Hall of Fame?
Okay, so that was huge. Nevada Broadcasters Association, that award was really special because I had been in the industry for quite some time. And you had to have been in the industry for at least 20 years. And so now, unlike the Billboard Music Award, which was that air personality, that was wonderful. It's still awesome. But now I'm not as green and wet behind the ears as I was. And I get and have the opportunity to not only celebrate that with my peers in the industry who were also recognized, but my daughter, hey, Nicole, had an opportunity to witness that. So that was super special for me to receive the award and her being present, because she's always been a part of this since she was a kid, since she was a baby. I mean, I bring her to the studio, and so she knows just but much about radio as most people, I'm sure other people's children that parents who grew up in this industry. But that was very special. It was the class of 2013, and I'm still honored to have received that award and that recognition as well.
Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer. That's what I'm talking about. Yes. Now, Lynn, have Nicole caught the bug yet for the radio?
No, Nicole has never desired to be. Nicole is a real estate mogul. Okay. She's into real estate, and she's been rocking that for the past 20 years. And she's doing great. She's never, ever, 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 ever had a passion for radio or television. So media is not her jam, but she's doing really good with her passion, and that's leading others.
Nice, nice. Well, Nicole, big shout outs to you. Keep doing your thing in the real estate industry. Your mother's got the media on lock, so be proud of your mom. You keep on the real estate on lock. That's what I'm talking about. Now, talking about putting something on lock, Lynn, let's talk about this real quick. You got this infamous merge project that's going on. I know you're recruiting people left and right. You get doing big things. You're trying to bring the next generation in. And you know what? Ladies and gentlemen, I lied. I said I wasn't going to talk about this. And listen to me talking about it. That woman right there is about to talk about this. Let's talk about the merch project, what it's about, and also how can people sign up for the merch project?
Awesome. So the merch project, Coop, it's a consulting. It's a global consulting and media literacy platform. So I started the merch project to coach businesses, small businesses, on how to utilize media to enhance and build their brands. But the big baby, the media literacy part of it, is the Merge Media Academy. And the Merge Media Academy is a virtual learning institution where we train our students for careers in traditional media, so that's radio and television and some print, and digital, so podcasting and how to brand yourself through social media and all of that. So we're helping students create their brand, whether you're 18 and just can't figure it out. We are an alternative to a four-year university. Or if you're, you know, you're older and you're thinking about retirement and you're looking to build or create a new skill set, we're here for you as well. So Merge Media Academy is a 10-month program. The first course begins September 25th. And we are recruiting students as we speak. You can sign up at mergemediaacademy.com. Sign up there. We give you an opportunity to share with us what your media goals are. So the consultation is free. And seating is limited. You know, one of the many cool things about the Merge Media Academy, early enrollees qualified will receive a free MacBook Pro laptop, just for registering and paying the full tuition. So that's just our way of giving back, because we're not here to get rich. We really are here to pay it forward. So we pride ourselves in having what we consider to be a reasonable tuition based on our competition. We're the new kids on the block, but again, we're here to really help create the next generation of media leaders. And I am so fortunate that, like I said, the advisory board that has been in my balcony and championing me, but to have great people on the team to assist with instructing our future leaders.
Lynn, tell them one more time how to sign up for this.
MergeMediaAcademy.com. MergeMediaAcademy.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get into this industry, you heard Lynn. Go sign up. You want to learn this, especially you have an urge for media, radio. I don't care if it's media, you got an urge for it, do it. If you're curious on how media works, do it. Go sign up. Not right now, because you're watching this interview. After the interview, go sign up. Make sure you do it. Because seats are limited. Come on, people. This is an opportunity of a lifetime. Do not miss out on this. Make sure you sign up for this. Man, I'm excited for this also, because Lynn, you, whoever you teach, I'm telling you, they have a big opportunity. Very big opportunity. Yes.
Thank you. Cool. One of the things that we're most proud of at the Merge Media Academy is that we're also here to place our students. So we're training them for careers in traditional and new media. Because at the end of the last 4 weeks of the program, the Digital Fundamentals program, we actually place our students in internships so that they can get their foot in the door and they can start working in the industry in less than a year.
Go sign up, people. Go sign up. It's right here.
But
You better go sit beside Lynn in this class. You better go sit beside her. That's what I'm talking about. Now, Lynn, what is the best way for everyone to reach you on social media to follow you for the latest and greatest that you're doing?
They can follow me personally at Lynn Briggs Media, on all of the platforms. But for as we're starting our academy, please follow us at Merge Media Academy. So that's on LinkedIn, Insta, TikTok, Facebook. So we'd love to have you. We're building our platform and we want to connect with you. So Merge Media Academy, find us, follow us, and we'll return the favor.
Nice. Now, I know this is a big thing that you got going on right now, but are there any other projects that you're working on that you'd like the whole world to know about right now?
Sleeping, trying to find, get a nap in here every now and again. No, everything right now is dedicated to my clients on the Merge Project side. The Merge Project is the parent company of the Merge Media Academy. So when I'm not working with my clients and helping them grow their brands, all of my energy is dedicated to and toward the Merge Media Academy. I mean, classes start in a couple of weeks on the 25th of September, which will be here before you know it. As you stated earlier, Coop, seating is limited. We only have a few more spots left. We are excited about grooming small classes. That has always been my passion, is to have intimate classes where we can really get to know our students and their families, their parents, and help them and guide them and place them in positions in less than a year. So yeah, really excited about that. So that's the only project that
Nice.
I have time to work on right now. And I love it, every minute of it.
That's what I'm talking about. And see, that's something extra right there, ladies and gentlemen. You will get that one-on-one attention because of small class settlement. So you want to get into that. You don't have to worry about 500 people in the class at one time and you can't get
No.
your question answered. Make sure you go sign up. Now, Lynn, what advice would you give any male or female that wants to become a radio host or on-air personality or just want to get into the media? What advice would you give them?
Sign up for the Merge Media
Saw it coming. I
Academy.
saw it coming.
MergeMediaAcademy.com, because we're teaching you all of the fundamentals. And I mean, myself, and a shout out to my instructor, one of my instructors, Desiree Peoples, who she and I met in radio, and she is just by far one of the best talents. She was a news reporter, and she and I became friends like instantly, day one. And we've always said we were going to work together. And so when I created this, the Merge Media Academy, I'm like, I want Desiree. And fortunately, she said yes. So she'll be overseeing the social media class within the course. And I mean, there's no one better to teach it. So I'm very, very fortunate to have great people on the team like Desiree.
That's what I'm talking about. Support, support, support. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not trying to sound like a mockingbird. Go sign up. Please do it. This is an opportunity because you don't know after these first sets of classes come, you don't know if you're gonna be able to sign up, when you're gonna be able to sign up again. It might be back to back. So go do it while you can now. The newest class is the freshest class. So go sign up now. Now,
I love
then
that.
this right here is the last segment of the show. It is called Take the Floor. Now you have up to 2 minutes to say whatever you want. No questions asked. Lynn Briggs, take the floor.
Thank you, Coop. There is something that I wanted to say. I initially wanted to jump into the television industry long before radio, as I shared early on in our conversation. And then later on, what's meant for you will be, I ended up being a weekend anchor in Dallas with an ABC affiliate. However, prior to that, prior to me actually becoming an anchor, I reached out to another person who's been a great mentor for television, and her name is Renee Seiler. And Renee Seiler worked at the CBS State CBS affiliate in Dallas, Fort Worth, and she was, oh my gosh, she was so sharp. She is still sharp, media mogul. She went on to do the national news for CBS. But I called her up, and she, I mean, this woman literally took me under her wing. She brought me to the station and I mirrored her. I mean, I shadowed her all the way through her day, and she showed me everything that she did from the moment that she arrived at this at the rate at the television station. And I mean, everything from makeup to clothing to just all of it, how to present myself. I was, and no one, she did that for me. I will always respect the fact that Renee Seiler took the time to share all of the intricacies, and we later became friends. We're friends to this day. But when someone takes the time to do that, she's one of the many reasons that I am doing what I'm doing with Emerge Media Academy, and that is training students for careers in traditional media. Mentoring people is so important. You just know, well, I'm gonna cry. Renee, I'm sorry, girl. I know I'm not supposed to cry. But thank you, Renee Seiler, for everything that you've done for me. I mean, I don't even know if she knows how important she was and what a how instrumental she was in helping me with my television career. My television career was very short, because once I got into it, I'm like, gosh, maybe I don't like hard news as much as I thought, but I did it. And it's like, whatever we have in here, whatever that passion is, you have to see it through. You have to see it through. So, seeing it through, now I know that that wasn't for me, but I've worked in radio and television enough that I now know that I can train students to do exactly what I've done. And they'll do even better than I have because that's the goal. So I'm looking forward, as well as my team, and just helping students just find their way and learn, not only learn, but enjoy every single minute of being a part of our new program, which is the Merch Media Academy. And we're excited about it.
Wow.
I
Ladies
think
and
Renee
gentlemen.
almost had me choked up there for a minute.
Hey,
I almost didn't make it
that's called passion, Lynn. That's all
through.
it's called. That's called passion. And anybody that signs up with Merch Media, you're gonna learn that passion. Because while she's teaching you, and if Lynn start crying in the middle of her teaching you,
Right.
please excuse her. Just give her
Thank you,
tissues, go back to your seat.
Coop.
That's all
Thank
you got to
you.
do. And just keep learning. That's what I'm talking about. Lynn, I want to thank you for coming on the show, and I would love to have you back on in the future.
It'd be my pleasure. Thank you for creating the platform that you have to educate and entertain people. And thank you for welcoming me and allowing me to be a part of it and share a portion of my story with you and your audience. So thank you. I'd love to come back anytime.
I love it. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you keep up with the Bit Scoop with Coop. My next guest on the Bit Scoop with Coop is, you know, I never announce my next guest. You better keep up with me on social media at the Bit Scoop with Coop, and you'll see who the next guest is. Until next time on the Bit Scoop with Coop. Peace.